Blog Talk Radio. Alafia, greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Caretory Room. You have your Omeika 7 live here, coming straight from my living room. We'd like to welcome everyone and to also say congratulations to all those men who served overseas, abroad, and to the advocates, advisors, and mentors. We like to say that there are a few television stations and radio stations that work with the Boys and Girls Club in advocating for mentorship. So we wanted to add on mentorship because we know that most of those soldiers in blue, prior to them going into the military sector, once were advocates, advisors, and mentors. And we like to say to you young men and women who are out there volunteering your time, congratulations. And to all those soldiers and heroes who die for us, fighting for us, I like to say congratulations. And to the spirits that are not here, that are still left overseas in the lagoon, in the Pacific Ocean, who didn't make it home, to those spirits, we rise today to lift your spirit. And today's segment will be dedicated to those deceased loved ones. We're going to speak to their heroic spirit and call them forth in a time when we need a hero. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to resurrect the heroes today in this special segment that I've designed just for those people who serve, not only men, but women and children who have served, adjunct faculty who are yet serving and assisting the students to obtain their credentials. But to those loved ones and friends and heroes and sheroes who didn't make it back to the United States and they're still yet in transit and their bodies could not be found, we're going to resurrect their spirits today because we know they were heroic. But sometimes we forget to stop and thank those people's shoulders who we stand on. They don't die. As you know, in this room, we believe the spirit lives on. You must first do everything in the spirit before you act it out in the natural. Stay tuned. We're going to resurrect those spirits. You want to stay around to be a part of this segment. Stay tuned. I'm going to call JB as we go down and muster up some spirit to bring back the spirit. Come on, JB. Let's go down here. Wake up, you. Come on, man. Get on board. Because we know knowledge is power. Come on.
Cadman presents the African American audio experience, including Black Boy by Richard Wright, A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, selections from the Nikki Giovanni Poetry Collection, selections from the Tall Tales chapter of Every Tongue Got to Confess by Zora Neale Hurston, three poems by Gwendolyn Brooks, and selections from Langston Hughes Reads.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for that info. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we are a family and consumer science center. We focus in on giving information, disseminating materials and resource material. As you know, our topic is knowledge is power. We have been utilizing the Nolan self-help books. And for those of you who have not been around, please go check my segments on demand and take a look at some of those books. You can read those Nolan books for free. That's right, right online. We aim to close the gap of disparity. We also want to empower African American and other lower socioeconomic groups. We want to empower you so that you are not frightened to death about the law, and that you understand that the laws were created to protect you and I. They were not created to intimidate us and put us into fear, because we know what happens when you go into fear. You either go into flight or fight. And what's happening in our universe today, most men and women are having to fight. They need to learn to fight in the spirit. It's not a war that we are fighting with carnal weaponry. I want to show you how to ascertain your spiritual warfare and your spiritual weapons. That is when you go into meditation and into the spirit of prayer. You could be sleepwalking and speaking in the atmosphere while your eyes are wide awake and still be in a meditative mode. Now, we talked about those spirits who didn't make it back here. Now, the ones who were buried and put in those pine cases and all of those grand red carpets rolled out and the flag was put over their casket, those people have been taken care of already. The state made sure that they had a show openly to demonstrate their heroic constitution. Now, as some people know, Omi is also a civilian who served overseas, who was called to give my support to the teachers. And when I heard the call, I answered and I went abroad. I also heard the cries of many men and women who are still yet suffering in this thing called Army. Now, that is for another whole story. And up under Garth's Chronicles, I could sit and tell you a lot of tales out of school that some of our heroes are still yet struggling in JAG. That's right. They're struggling to get their legal cases heard and adjudicated. So what about those heroes that are yet in a lagoon in the Pacific, the Red Sea? What about those brothers and sisters who served faithfully and were not able to come back and all they have left is a memory? I want to resurrect their spirits. I want to resurrect their spirits so that they still will yet live on in the hearts of many. I want to also talk about those mediators, those arbitrators, and those mentors, those advisors who sometimes take on the responsibility for others without pay, like Omi, for example, who sometimes fill in the gap and mentor others so that they can rise to the level of the occasion. But we are talking about those that are still left in the spirit. We want to resurrect their spirits, and we want to train you and educate you to understand that spirit never dies. And we must oftentimes speak of our ancestors and speak of them as if they're still here and ask them to come and close the gap and be with us. So if you will travel with me over to the Care to Read room where we have our talking cure, I'd like for you to stand to your feet. We're going to pay homage initially up front so our spirits will be present with us. What do you mean, Omi? You're talking about somebody that doesn't exist. All year long, I've been talking to you about spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, you must get to know the spirit and the mind of spirit. And you must become a level at the cross, because we all drink from one spirit. There is only but one spirit. I don't care how many denominations you are. There's only but one spirit. And that one spirit answers to all. And as you begin to understand that what you do in the spirit can only manifest itself in the natural after it has been done in the spirit. Now, don't play with me about the spirit. I am dead serious about the spirit. This is not a game or a symposium or a webinar. Don't get it twisted. Omi is a spiritualist. I'm a born-again African spiritualist under the Yoruba faith, trained under Reverend Zanu, well-trained. So you don't want to make the mistake of playing with the spirits today. We speak to those airways. We command those airways to line up to what the spirit said. There will be no complication tonight, no airways problem, no electrical problem, no technical problem. We speak to the airways today to release themselves today to give homage to us, so they flow properly as we call forth these spirits today. Now, Blog Talk, we thank you for the service you give us. But we also say, if you need to go in the back room to make an adjustment, please make those adjustments so that our airways time is completely given to us without any minutes being lacking. And because I'm paying for this airway time, I am reminding those who are tampering with technology that this is a paid-for segment. Now, I want you to understand that melanin can never die. So Africans believe that our slave soldiers and our slave men and women in blue have never left us. We need only call them back from the spirit. But you say, Omi, how do you do that? You begin to start believing in spirit. And you begin to start speaking things that be not as though they were. Now, I want to tell you something. Scripture is good, ladies and gentlemen. Study scripture. Study to show yourself approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. Those who know scriptures have power, but those who know spirit are gods. Do I have any gods in the house today? Stand up wherever you are, little G. Stand up wherever you are, little G. On the highways, byways, if you are one of those heroes who has never had homage paid towards you, now is your time. This is your day to be celebrated and also commemorated. We want to atone today. We want to make an atonement for your death so that your death would not have been in vain. Stand to your feet, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break. Go to airtime. Take five. Thank you. welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're glad you can join us for this special segment. To all of you men and women who serve, even the radio station hosts, every one of you who make a difference and change the life through audio and presentation, I want to thank you for what you're doing in the airways. I want to throw my fist in the air and give you three shout-outs to all of those radio stations who are functioning as a literacy opportunity for discussing relationships all the way to discussing our behaviors in the community. I want to thank you for not just playing music, but playing the word that will penetrate and waken these dead corpses to understand communication cannot die. We must keep communication flowing. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for each and every one of those blog talk radio hosts, and as well as those real radio shows that are out there that are speaking truths. I want to commemorate you today that keep on doing what you're doing, because I know you're making a difference. You're waking up these dead corpses. Now we're going to shake and wake those dead corpses and bring them back to a level of spirit. And with your support all over the airways, it's made possible. Thank you, Blog Talk Airway. Thank you for allowing us to be uninhibited, unmolested, being able to speak truth without being incarcerated. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be one there that is incarcerated, not available to speak or hear what we're saying. We want to break through the airways, even into the prison institutes, even into those programs that they call rehabilitation. We want to break through today. And we are touching, agreeing that that breakthrough is already had. Ladies and gentlemen, bow your heads with me as we go into meditation, as I synchronize my vital signs with yours, and as you synchronize yours with mine. Breathing deeply now, taking deep breaths, meditating on one accord, meditating on all that's good and all that's pure and all that's righteous. We call into being righteousness within our ORI, and we thank our ORI for guiding us in righteously, Iwe Pelu, good character and good conduct. Father God, we just resurrect every one of those souls that are in the lagoon, the Pacific, the Red Sea, the Atlantic. We call them out of the lakes and the ocean. Every one of them that didn't make it back to get in that pine box. Every one of those soldiers who served and never had their flag hung. We hang their flags today. We lift them high today, because we know it takes a special person to give their lives for a cause. We call their being back today. We ask you, Father God, to stand in the gap with us. Ola Dulamare, Ola Re, Ola Room, all of the entities that describe the blessed essence of God today. We call those soldiers and ask them to take your appropriate places. Take your appropriate places. Stand strong and tall, and know that we have not forgotten you, that your deeds have will and always will be remembered. We call you today and invite you here in this airways as we borrow the airways temporarily. We'll be careful to give it back to them unmolested. Every one of you who never made it home, who fought viciously in the war, who made attempts to make change, those changes have to come to pass. I know a change is going to come. I was born by the river in a little old shack. Oh, just up the road a piece. It's been a long time coming, but I do know a change is gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I just can't die. Oh, I'll go on living a spell. It's been a long time coming, but I do know a change gonna come. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that change is here today in the atmosphere, in the airwaves, and we're calling back those soldiers to make a difference, those heroes who stood courageously, who took bullets and went down on their cause of fighting for a country, fighting for the United States. Today we pay homage to those men and women. Today we pay homage to those arbitrators who arbitrated while overseas for those military. We pay homage to those mediators who mediated for those soldiers who fought and had to go to JAG to find out how do they fight a law and change a law. We're going to be talking about the laws today. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you and magnify you and give you all the glory and honor. Father God, we know that there are many men and women who have not had their just due. We know that some of them are still yet in JAG fighting an institution that they work for. That's why Roosevelt said, keep up the V sign, because those soldiers fought a war abroad and back home in litigation. As you know, we've been talking about pro se, representing yourself in a court of law and defending yourself. Those soldiers have gone to JAG to find out how to find out what the law says. Now, come on, ministers, come on in. I invite you in the room today. Come on, pastors, apostles. Come on, deacons, I invite you in the room. Make that phone light up. Matter of fact, 646-478-0270. Come on, Reverend, I invite you in to break bread with me today. We're talking about the natural law and how these soldiers had an opportunity to carry the law to JAG. But what about the natural law, you say, Omi? What about the natural law that they spoke of? When you have faith and stand on faith, then it casts out all laws. The law is binding and convicting, and the law holds you where grace and mercy frees you. I want to talk to some of you who are afraid of the law and don't know that God said and Jesus said that the letter of the law, it will kill it. And that's what it's doing today. It's killing all over the land with our so-called letter of the law. Now, let me talk to you in your bedroom, probably in your prayer room, about grace and mercy, and how it was shed abroad upon this earth, and it delivered men and women from their persecution. Let me talk to you about how Jesus came and took the law away, and he gave us mercy and grace, because we know grace and mercy is enough to vindicate you and I. So what are you saying, Omi? What are you talking about grace and mercy, and how do I get some? The mercy that you ask God for every day. You ask God to shed his grace upon you so you won't be caught in the letter of the law like so many of these judiciaries and legal system are caught in. If you are familiar with grace and mercy, then you know spirit, I would presume, as well. Now, if you don't know spirit, let me show you how to get connected with spirit. You're going to the underworld, your subconscious, and you're seeing things that you can't see in the natural. And you're asking God to reveal to you truths that you can't see in the natural. So much of what you see in the law is in the natural. Are you with me today? If you are, make those phone lines light up, because I need to speak to some of those men that are traveling out of the lagoon who need to come back and make that complete circle and make their journey complete. Now, when we talk about spirit, there's no explanation for how spirit works. You just need to get in the spirit. And when you're in the spirit, you kill the flesh and you bring it up under subjection and you beat it down and you let your spirit be known, because you are walking proof that spirit exists. God saw us putrefied in our own ways, ready to be destroyed. He saw that we had no hope. And because he loved us, so the good book said, he rested. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever this is that is taking over the airways, I command it to stop in the name of the Most High. We will not be interrupted again. Ladies and gentlemen, when truth comes forth, it convicts a lie. Conviction is called upon today so that truth can break free. Many soldiers who went abroad could not fight, and they were told that they could not fight. African men and women, they were not allowed to defend their country. They were not allowed to stand up and be a man. And still today, there are convictions stopping the black man from being a man. I loose that conviction today. I speak grace over every black man that is represented here today. I loose that conviction, and I speak freedom of speech over every black man, freedom to work, freedom to be a black man. So many times, the target has been against the black men. Now, what are you talking about, Omi? You say that we have a problem because the laws are not created to aid everyone. That's right. Some of you will get caught up in the law, in the letter of the law, in defining the law, in deciphering the law, in breaking the law. So how do you break a law, Omi? Please, pray tell. You first must know what the letter of the law is in order to know you're violating it. Now, we have soldiers who have gone to war and come back and found that they are in a judicial review because some form of letter of law has been broken. Now, what I am talking about is we must not get so wrapped up in the law. It's the law. The law says, and you can break the law, but you have to know what the natural law is and where it came from in order to be respectful of the law. Now, soldiers, every one of you look alive. So many times you've been given all of these laws and you don't know which one to honor first. So you go through the process of trying to be an upright man in this here man's army. But yet you find yourself periodically breaking some law and over into the JAG office. So what does that mean? Do you have proper representation? Or do you have to do pro se? What I'm about to say is the law needs to be examined, the natural law. so that every man and woman will know how they're violating one or other of the law. Now, African American look alive. So many times you've gone in these courtrooms unprepared. I have talked about how if you're honorable, you want to follow the law. But what if somebody gets you caught up in the law, Omi? What if somebody tangle you up in the law and convicts you and you don't even know what you're guilty of? How do you figure that out? How do you get an understanding? How do you have a meeting of the minds? It looks like only a few people are aware or have understanding of what the natural law is. Is this some kind of secret? Was it designed to be kept away from lower socioeconomic people and African American? Or did it just happen like this? Why don't we reexamine the law? Why don't we open up the judicial system so it can be reexamined for flaws that might need to be updated? Would that be so shameful, or would you be bringing some clarity to the community and to those innocent victims who might be caught up in the law? Now, Jesus was a man of the law. And those of you Bible thumpers and church jumpers ought to know something about the law. But yet you sit back in those churches saying, Jesus is my only no, and can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I know Jesus for myself. And if you know Jesus for yourself, and you've sat and got to know the mind of Jesus, then you would know that he is not only the author and finisher of your faith, but also he should be introducing you to law, and you should be able to supernaturally quote the man the law whenever you're brought into a court of law. But what happens? You don't know nothing about the law. And here's pastor preaching the law every Sunday. But yet you're caught up and tangled up. Pastor, preacher, deacon, evangelist, look alive. You're supposed to be teaching the law to your people. And you're supposed to teach them what offends the law, what violates the law, and how do you correct it if you've fallen below the level of a prudent human being. Church is not church today. We don't need another Bible story. We don't need a Bible thumper giving us those allegorical stories. We need you giving us the law and showing us how to vindicate ourselves from the law. If you don't know, Pastor, you know, all that money you collect, you could invite a lawyer to speak to your organization, or you could put them on your payroll instead of putting a policeman on there. What do you need a policeman in a church for? Is there going to be a robbery of some sort? Do you fear that people are going to go after their money and jump you in the church? Then why waste your money? Your city tax dollars pay for your policeman to come when you dial 911. Why don't you take that money that you are wasting and hire yourself an attorney to be on staff for your people? I'm talking something good now. Because when they make that one phone call, they don't always know who to call first. whether they're mother or their pastor. But then why call you when you say you don't have no bond money? But you could set your program up so that every family member has access to a bond card, a get-out-of-jail card, because they're paying tithes to you. Now, once again, getting back to the fact that we're preaching every Sunday the letter of the law. And Jesus was very fond of the law. When somebody tried to trip him up on that filthy lucre, and they said, Jesus, what must we pay Caesar? And whose money is this? Jesus said, it be Caesar's, and render to Caesar what Caesar. Give him back his filthy lucre. Now, what are you saying on me? I'm saying Jesus was a lawman. And as all of these soldiers get caught up in the snare of the law, no one ever tells them to look towards Jesus for how Jesus would have handled it. Now, we have arbitrators, mediators, advisors, and advocates. Arbitrators are very special. And in the church, when they get ready to make a decision on the pastor's salary, they bring in a mediator or perhaps an arbitrator, preferably a mediator. And they do a job, some of them, and they're paid. Then there are others who sometimes mediate for free. But very times often, they're getting paid to negotiate the minister's salary. Now, I'm saying, in this church, all of your knowledge supposed to come, so says the minister. So why are so many members in the church dumbfounded about the law? Why don't they even know about the natural law? And why are they not preached to on a daily basis of how to defend themselves in the event of the law? Now, I want to say this. I've never seen so many ill-prepared people who are coming out of the church. God is only going to do so much for you, but he requires you to have wisdom and have the sense to protect yourself. He's not going to send no little red devil after you. Usually, you create that out of your own substance. But you can also take dominion over that devil too. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking that the devil's going to come in a little red outfit behind you with this pitchfork, and they're playing that on TV now. So for all of you TV watchers, mediators, and getting all your knowledge from the tube, I want to correct you. That show you see, when that little red devil pops out the back, don't be confused. There is no devil. It's in your mind. And you give it homage and power. Stop empowering the devil. When you go in these courtrooms, stop empowering the devil. Stop saying, I'm gone. You speak life and death over your situation. Speak the things you want to come as the outcome. Tahuti is your defender. Speak to Tahuti and go in the spirit and ask Tahuti to work it out in the spirit realm. Now, let me get back to who am I honoring? Advocates, mediators, arbitrators, advisors, and I want to say, ministers, clergy, you are oftentimes giving of your time and service too. And you are to be commemorated. And I want to commemorate you. But I want to tell you, even in college, when they have a textbook, they update that textbook, and they also insert other authors' material to sanction what you're saying. You need to be updated and upgraded because your people are perishing out here in the streets on account of a lack of knowledge for the law. Why not supplement additional readings? Invite those paralegals and attorneys in to introduce them to how to handle themselves with the law. Don't leave them dumbfounded. Don't bring another gospel singer in. Y'all whooping it up. Oh, we got to sing it. Somebody's singing it today. We don't need another song. What we need is representation. Taxation without representation is wrong. You can't keep collecting money from those innocent people without providing them with the things they need, proper representation in a court of law. Now, am I badgering you, churches? No, I'm just reminding you that the law comes from the natural law, which is in the Holy Bible. Now, maybe run a whole seminar for the whole month of June to cut down on so many brothers and sisters being tied up and tangled up in the law and not knowing for themselves what to do if they have been falsely arrested. Why not create a kit or package or training material to tell that member what to do? Brother Joe, if you stop on the side of the road, and maybe you've been painting out there in those old houses, and you are tested and found to be over the level, here's a number. Call this number, and immediately somebody will be downtown to get you out. Brother Joe, make sure you observative about everything around you and what takes place. Remember, you have got to decipher this in a court of law. So you have to take a survey of your surroundings. Brother Joe, this is the process of when you have a breathalyzer. This is how it works. And this is what should come out of it and what should happen when you go to the police office. Stop reading so much scripture, repeating all those allegorical stories, boring the congregation with the spirit of you are to give and give till you can't give no more. Let them take that money and put bond money aside for themselves. Because when you know you can't vindicate them or come to their rescue, at least they can have the money deposited within your church. Pastors, I'm talking something serious today. I'm really talking something serious because you got the bag of money and you've collected the money and you've got Jim and Joe who don't have no savings. Don't know how they going to get out of jail or post bail. It is utterly a disrespect and a sin for you to stockpile all that money and not have a business plan or an estate plan for any of your members in the event they need to get out of jail. Now, let me go on. As I said, advocates, arbitrators, mediators are all being honored today for what you do. Soldiers, people just don't know what you've gone through. I thank God that he allowed me to go abroad to see firsthand what was transpiring. I thank God that he allowed me to rub shoulders with those military men. And my home became a haven where they could come to talk to me unmolested and to bare their true souls without feeling like I would offend them. I heard many stories that were about the law and violation of against the law towards them. However, you say JAG was there, and that is their vindicator. Yes, JAG was created to help and aid those men and women who had legal problems. But what if they knew the natural law? What if they had a handle on what the natural law says, and they went and prayed and asked God to intervene? I think they would have prevailed, because true love casts out all fear. When you want to put a person in a flight of fight or flight, you keep them in fear. Now, some of these laws need to be re-looked at and need to be turned over. Procedures need to be adhered to, because you have soldiers coming out with litigation problems, issues with the law, and they are trying to defend their country, and yet they get entangled in the law. How come, you say, Omi? How is it that they're right there in the army where they've sworn to live up to a certain lifestyle? And when they have done that, why would the law be against them? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. That is a question that I pose. Inquiring minds want to know. And if you're out there, dial that number, 646-478-0270. Ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating those men and women who serve their country. Not only soldiers who died, but the ones who are yet in the lagoon who were not vindicated. The arbitrators, the mediators, the clergy, the advocates. Now you say, what does an advocate do, Omi? I mean, Omi, you say you're an advocate. What does an advocate do? An advocate takes cases for families, in particular family law, in the area of special education. We take cases for families when they have been violated somehow in the law. We take those cases and we model good advocacy for that parent and that child, perhaps. And then we nurture that parent to the point where they can self-advocate. However, until they build up enough strength, we role model for them and advocate in their place. And we fight and cut through bureaucracy so that we can assist and aid their child in getting back in school once suspended, or getting services and goods that they're entitled to. That's right. We activate the 14th Amendment under the special education laws. We work on 504 laws. So an advocate is a needed person in every state. Each law is different. But we train ourselves to make ourselves familiar with those laws of each state. And we tell the parent, if you cannot afford to pay, we'll still assist you. That is what an advocate does. It fills in the gap and closes the gap so that the family is properly served. cut through the bureaucracy when a parent can no longer fight themselves. Now, you say an arbitrator. What are we picking the arbitrator for? For me, it's the arbitrator. As we know, when there is a discrepancy, the arbitrator can make the final decision without consulting anyone. That's a lot of power. Let's say knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Why don't you be an arbitrator? Study how you could become an arbitrator. So when you go in the room, you could be like E.F. Hutton. When you speak, everybody listens. An arbitrator makes the final decision. And if there's a dispute and you can't come to any agreement, the arbitrator can offer a settlement of funds and close the argument and the case. So why are you acknowledging them? Because overseas, while the soldiers are working, some of them are incarcerated and need an arbitrator to speak on their behalf. So we're honoring the arbitrators today. So what does a mediator do, Omi? A mediator is neutral. They cannot voice their opinion one way or the other. They collect facts and put them neatly into some type of form and give them to the arbitrator to review. They cannot say yay or nay. They're neutral. But we want to give praise and homage to the mediator today for family law and for civil law. Now, you said we want to acknowledge the mentors. Why? Omi is a mentor. I mentor college students to go through a non-traditional program, and I mentor them to meet all the state's requirements, and I talk to them about being ready to be examined by the state. And I also evaluate them and give my tool and my specific part to the state as to how I view that candidate. Yes, I am an advisor. Now, you say that there are mentors. How can mentors be of any substance? As we speak right now, there are many mentors out there. And one I like to acknowledge, and that's the Boys and Girls Club, who mentor these boys and girls. And they also help them make the transition into men and women. Now, I want to say for you radio show hosts who are working with Boys and Girls Club and that are mentoring these young people, I want to acknowledge you while you're consciously still alive for the mentorship program around the world where you model good behavior and where you also take young men and women under your arm and you model good conduct, good behavior, and help these young men and women find out their purpose and put them on a path. I want to thank you. I want to thank those radio stations who have been mentoring young men and know that Omi's behind you. And if there's ever anything I can do to help you mentor a young man or woman, just consider it done. We give homage to you today. Now, I said I wanted to make sure you understood that there are a lot of people who are service and have given service, the clergymen and women out there. I'd like to honor you today. As an evangelist with a license of Mary, Bury, and Baptized, as I am now on sabbatical, I give you homage today. Because there's much work out there that needs to be done, ladies and gentlemen, pastors. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few difficulties there. I don't know what seems to be the problem, but we've got it under control. And as I was saying, let's take a break and go to station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Nettie's teacher, Seeley. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today on this special occasion. And you, military, soldiers, Army, Marines, Air Force, and the test. Keep up the good work. Your work is good. And much we're calling you today to light up those halls and talk about what's going on in your community, in the world of service. And we're featuring a special show to all those men and women who died in the act of service. We're enlisting their spirit today. Come on and join us and be a part of the show. Once again, I say I salute men and women who have been heroically serving your country. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're in the Care to Read room. Why don't you lock that dial in? 646-478-0270. Just lock it in, Lou G. Just keep it right there. I want to see those phone lines light up. This is a special segment, and you're with Omi Inka 7 Live in the Care to Read room. Come on and join me. I'd like to let you know that Omi is acknowledging all the men and women who serve, and I'm acknowledging some of those who don't normally get acknowledged. Now, to you radio host shows who are coming and bringing it on strong, like Michael Bazin, I throw my fist in the air and say, keep on with the keep on, brother. You're right on the money. I love what you do and your whole program that addresses the problem in our African-American community. And I'm speaking to you from the Northern Indiana area. And to all you Northern Indiana area, tune in to Michael Bazin. Support his show. He's doing great things for the mentorship program. I see you, Michael. I know you're doing a great job, and I applaud you. I applaud you, brother. Keep it up. Keep it up. and you'll get your way someday. And to those other radio show hosts out there, Dino D, I know you on your job. We acknowledge you today. Keep on, Dino. Keep up with the keep on. Now, to Brother Delaney, amen. You got to give some prompts back to somebody sometime. You know, when one hand washes the other, turn around and give some prompts to somebody else. We've been shouting out, Harambe, 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 all year long. We're waiting for you to shout out, go head on, Care to Read Room. Go head on. And we're telling you to keep up with the keep on and go head on, Harambe. Brother Delaney Amon doing his thing out in the atmosphere. As we acknowledge those who are standing in the gap for those who are less fortunate and for those who have still not grown to that level of maturity, we're calling on all of the spirits that are in the lagoon, that are in the Pacific, that are also lost at sea, and to those Air Force men who didn't make it down in those planes, and to all of those Navy seamen who are down under the lagoon, we speak to your spirit. Come alive, come alive, come alive. Assist your nation. Come back and assist your brothers and sisters. Your spirit are needed here today. We're calling you to fill the gap. Come on, Eli. We know you was left back over there with Nana Perdez. Come on back and help this congregation understand that the natural law needs to be taught in the church. We don't have time for another sermon on dry bones. How many times can you preach the Easter Sunday service? It's time to give people some ammunition to work. Why don't you show me what you're working with? Come on, churches. Call in and tell me what you're doing. What are the programs you're running? Is it a rites of passage? Are you trying to bring young men into manhood or womanhood? Call in. Let's talk about it. I want to celebrate you, clergy, and say, look at what this clergy is doing. Call in. It's your day. And if you are an officer and a gentleman, call in. And if you're a soldier, Air Force, Navy man, call in and let's fraternize about your experience when you join the Army or join the Air Force and the military regime. Call in because this segment has been set aside for you today, for those spirits who didn't transition back, who are yet on their way back to their homeland. We acknowledge you, Spirit. We know you're there. We want to ask one favor. Can we stand on your shoulders? And can we look over your head so we can pull this country together? The sovereignty of this nation. Now, it is a sin to take the law and violate it and use it against your brother. Judges, defenders, attorneys, if you know the law and you violate the law to use it against your brothers and sisters, you are more so held accountable because you cannot sway the law or vindicate anyone falsely or desecrate someone with a false law. Young men and women, when you go into these courtrooms and someone offers you a public defender, and because you've been locked away and you don't know when you'll speak to someone again, ask him if he would be willing to take your case for pay. And then go back and work and pay him. Make him legitimate and make him worthy of pay. then watch and see that that public defender don't work harder for you in trying to vindicate you. But if all they tell you is take the plea, you don't want to go to trial, then ask for another public defender or perhaps a pro bono lawyer, and then work and pay him back. Nothing is free nowadays. However, those who have the filthy lucre are the one that get the service. What is good service in a court of law? How do you know that you're being properly represented? How do you know that you're not being sent up the river? Who do you ask when they tell you you are of the age of dissent and they do everything without your parents or your loved ones there? How do you ask for an investigation if you feel you have been falsely accused? Is there a protocol? Yes, there is. Now, preachers, clergy, you need to be on the money. Find out what the protocol is if a young man or young woman wants to have an officer investigated for inappropriate behavior, misconduct. There's a full procedure. And if you would stop reading so many scriptures and let folks read at home and teach them while you have them in your presence. Teach them how to challenge an officer if they've fallen below the level of a prudent human being. Soldiers, I know so many of you have come to me with your stories, and you confided in me, and you were frightened, and you were almost out of your mind to the point where you check yourself into psychiatric units so that you could be protected. That shouldn't have to happen. Oh, it shouldn't have to happen. It is a disgrace when you have something on your mind and you want to share it and you have to pretend to be mentally off balance in order to get someone to listen to you? What happened to those public defenders? Oh, you say, oh, man, they don't have time to hear your story. They say, tell it to the judge. And they say, boy, go ahead and take this plea bargain, because you're not going to get another chance. Trial law is not about to happen. I say, churches, you got a job to do. I say, churches, quit playing in these churches. If Jesus was in these churches, so much praying and preaching wouldn't be going on, but teaching would be going on of the natural law. So you say you know the Bible. So you say you can rightfully divide the word of God. Then tell me, my brother and sisters of the clergy, how come you don't know the natural laws that are used in the judicial system? And why haven't you taught them to your congregation? Please call in. Please. I want to hear from you. Lock that dial in. 646-478-0270. Yes, there's soldiers who came home dishonorable. Yes. They're soldiers as we speak right now, men and women fighting for their rights to get out of the army after their time has been served. Men and women who need time off to go and bury their mother or father. They're in the midst of litigation. They're fighting over in JAG as we speak. But we know knowledge is power. So when you go and join the army, do you lose all your rights? Or do you have rights? And how do you exercise those rights? What happened if you need to come home? What happened if you need to take care of a sick child? What are your rights? How do you go through the court system and the proper channels of the chain of command? Yes, we respect the colonel. Yes, we respect the major. And yes, we respect the regime of the military. But a reciprocal respect must be sent back to the men and women who serve. They shouldn't be locked up in JAG for indefinitely. Cases shouldn't be mounting up. And good legal assistants who want to offer their service in a pro bono effort shouldn't be turned away. As we sit here now, there are cases piled up in family law. Right here in northern Indiana, let's tell the truth. And there are advocates, advisors, paralegals like myself who've offered to help. But games are being played and things are not getting done. We have too many officers and gentlemen who need help right now in vindicating themselves in a litigation. But knowledge is power, you say, Omi. So I'm telling all those people to go back and empower themselves and act like a pro se candidate and find those pro bono attorneys that can help you to adjudicate your case. Omi, why are you speaking on legal and law with these officers? Because a large portion of those officers may smile on the outside, but they're very badly injured on the inside. They're serving their country and still fighting them legally in the JAG office simultaneously. If anybody can beg to differ with me, call in. I know it firsthand. I know it like the back of my hand. Now, soldiers, Navy men, aircraft men, Marine, hear me and hear me good. You pledge to serve your country. You pledge to stand up for good character and good conduct. You pledge to even die for your country. You pledge to live a life with noble men and women who can be respected. But what about the help you need in the court of law to vindicate you? Are you receiving it? Is someone tending to your affair? I want you to know that you don't stand alone. And please do not resort to a life of fear or crime. Call out to God and she will hear you. Call out to God and she will vindicate you. Vengeance is the Lord, thus says the Lord. I know you didn't come here standing in fear, but you came a brave man or woman to defend the righteousness of your nation. Now your nation must turn around and vindicate you now that your hard times have come. Ladies and gentlemen, God wanted every one of us to understand the law. But he told us that the letter of the law would kill it and that he would give us grace. He would give us grace. He would give us grace. And grace would be sufficient. I'm giving every one of you airmen, Navy men, military men, Marines, and Army men grace. Grace will surpass all understanding. Grace will defend you in all court of laws. Preachers and deacons and evangelists, why don't you speak grace over your congregation? Why don't you extend grace instead of the right hand of fellowship? Extend grace so that this law that has been broken will not continue to haunt your congregation. Now I'm summoning all those men and women who didn't make it back home, who couldn't even vindicate themselves in JAG, who were not allowed to even make it back to shores, who were buried alive in some instance, whose bodies were dismembered. I'm calling those spirit. Stand up, spirit. Stand up and walk like a natural man. Whatever your intentions was, whatever you did not complete in your journey, now is the time to take all hostages, leaving no hostage behind. Now is the time to take and vindicate for yourself. Every spirit represented here today, I ask you to reconnect with your family, supporting them, being their eyes where they cannot see, being their ears where they cannot hear. Spirit knows all things, and Spirit will reveal all things. Reveal all things that has been hidden. Reveal truths that have been hidden, even in the courtroom. I don't care if you have a public defender. Reveal truths. Reveal truths, I say. Open up these courtrooms. Reveal all truths. Anyone that is unfavorably judged or mishandled, reveal all truths. And I'm calling on the Spirit to encamp around these courthouses and in the courtroom and be able to vindicate your brothers and sisters who fought in the war and who are still yet vindicating themselves from the war. I don't know how many of you may have died in the passing. I don't know how many of you may have died with the dream in your heart of vindicating your country. I do know that laws are being broken, and we are going to reunite the spirit back with their family. There's much that needs to be done today in the way of the spirit. Preachers, stop doing so much in the flesh. You've got to overcome the flesh and the lower half of the extremities and get in the spirit. The natural man has to know spirit. When you're in the spirit, subconsciously under the water, taking your hostages and all things by prayer, anything you can't do in the natural or see in the natural, ask God to reveal it to you in the spirit. Reveal it to you in the spirit so it will come to pass in the natural man's mind. Now we're talking about inducing the spirit, calling the spirit forth. Spirit, I ask you to stand on every courtroom and court of law, every jury, stand there and vindicate and turn over convictions that are falsely accused. This day, all over the nation, those cases that were falsely compiled will be vindicated. The news will be running over with the new judiciary system, the honest judiciary system, the one that needed overhauling and the one that needs to be set correct. Now, judicators, you've been called with a high calling to represent innocent people. A high calling, not for the state, nor for the nation, but for God. And when you swore to take that position, you swore to vindicate every individual, not based on their IQ, not based on their economic status, not based on the hue of their skin color, but because you are part of the natural law. You got to act like a natural man. People are sick and tired and sick of falsehoods that are prevailing. God, you must watch over your word to perfect it. I decree that every courtroom will be visited and visited expediently by the sound of God's voice. Lift up your countenance and know that you've sworn to a vow. Whatever you swear unto, you will be convicted unto that. As we look at our nation overswelling with institutions called prisons and very few courtrooms to make the adjudication, I wonder, could they possibly need help? I say they do. We're sending you help. We're sending the Spirit to vindicate on every account. Vindicate, 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 vindicate on every account. Jail cells will be anew. New mindsets will take place. Honesty will prevail. Justice will prevail. Nobody will incognito plant and scheme against the innocent victim. No longer it must stop. And those military men will be given proper days in court to adjudicate their issues. Soldiers, vets who are wounded, not only in your physical mind, but in your spiritual mind, I pronounce you healed. Fighters, once more, stand to your feet all over the land. If you're in the VA hospital, James Edward Jenkins, my brother, who fought in the Vietnam War, who still yet lives, Marvin Jenkins, Eugene Jenkins, rise up, brother, I say. Rise up, spirit. Because all of you veterans must gain your momentum and must tell your story and must be heard in this day and time. I speak grace over your physical situation, and I speak mercy over your mental capacity, that you will come back to your rightful mind, a soldier, a military regime, who is willing to come up from the grave to set the record straight. No one should be without proper representation in a court of law. Not falsehood, not plagiarized, not pretend court, and not a false lawyer, but a real adjudicator who will fight to the end to represent that plaintiff. Now, I want to say that this particular day was set aside for those who serve. And all of you Pal Talk people, as well as Blog Talk, you're servicing the community. I want to acknowledge you for the service that you're doing every day on these airways. And the service that you're giving back is going to make a difference. And my voice will not be falling upon deaf ears today. It's going to fall upon soil, good soil, and take root and spring up. I will plant the seed. Others of you who are in Blog Talk will come and water the seed, but it will be God who will give the increase. God, I say increase, increase. Increase those soldiers out there, those fighting heroes who will stand, who are not double-minded, and who are willing to die for their country. I say increase those vets right now. Spring up, breath, from all around the lakes and oceans where you may be stuck in a lagoon. I call your spirits today to stand on the front line to vindicate your adversary. Ladies and gentlemen, as I speak today, my voice is going to reach nations of soldiers who might be falsely incarcerated. I speak to them today that those jail cells be loosened and they be set free. To any one of those soldiers that might be captive behind walls and being mutilated and abused, I say, free those soldiers and each one of those military men. Free them. At this day, God is going to work his hand to cover this nation, to reprove, to correct, and to instruct. All scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for reproof, instructions, and correction in its righteousness. And the words I speak will not return unto me void. God, you watch over the words to perfect them. I decree on this day, nations will know a different set of veteran men who have been known for fighting for a cause. And every man that is falsely accused and in prison will be freed. Free, I say, thus saith the Lord. I decree it. You cannot hold a man or woman in falsehood and imprisonment. If you imprison that man falsely, you must take his place and you will reap the same profit of being in prison. Don't make the mistakes of creating laws to hold someone in. Like the poem in putting up walls to block something in, you must understand, you must remember what is it that you're blocking out. You may be blocking something in. Loose those soldiers and loose those county men in the prisons, in these work release, loose them, everyone, loose them. If they're falsely accused, they will come up in court and be freed and loose, thus saith the Lord. Now, we have got to be officers and a gentleman. We cannot take the law and pervert it. Perverted law will turn on you. You cannot pervert the law and call yourself an officer and a gentleman. You are a liar and you become perverted. If you are called to be responsible to vindicate the law, then vindicate the law to its fullest. Thus saith the Lord. This is the Spirit speaking to you, not I myself. What I say in the Spirit will come to pass as a prophet. That's right. Now, the phone laws ought to be lighting up about now. I'm in the Spirit. That's right. And some say we walk in the Spirit, we're influenced by the Spirit, and we become drunken in the Spirit. But I tell you, I'm saying of mine. But if I'm overtaken by the Spirit, know that it's trying to reach you and you and you and you and you. Come clean. You need to come clean now. Because the Spirit is not going to give you too many more warnings. Mother Nature is not happy with somebody. Now, Mother Nature brought the rain. She's getting ready to bring something else. She's been trying to reach somebody about their dirty, dirty hands. She's been trying to let you wash your hands of the blood, but you are not hearing what she has to say. She is only going to give you one more warning, and you must heed to her warning. Mother Nature is very perturbed and disgusted about this nation and what they have become. Mother Nature is not going to hold back the vindication of the floods and the water and the earthquakes and tornadoes. They're on their way, people. She is upset because falsely men have been accused and locked away. Now, if John has to cry out in the wilderness about your vindication, if John has to remind you of what is about to come, did you not heed John's warning? Then you might not heed my warning. But the Lord said, thus saith the Lord, free those people that you have incarcerated and holding against their will. Free them and clean their records. Thus saith the Lord. Now, soldiers, you're out there, and I know you hear my voice, even in the spirit. Some of you are locked behind bars falsely. Some of you have been trying to tell the truth, and you're locked behind bars. Some of you are captives. I say, set the captive free. I say, thus said the Lord, set the captive free. Mother Nature has not been pleased. She's watching this nation with a jaundiced eye, waiting for you to come to your senses. She has pleaded with you and set many water barriers bearing her word. I am but one voice in the wind that bears her voice. Stop your nonsense. Stop playing in the judicial system. Stop falsely locking up victims. Thus saith the Lord, unless your very worst nightmare will be turned on you. Vindication is at hand. Vindication is at hand. Now, this concludes my segment for the military and for the servicemen, the advocates, the mentors, the advisors. I want you to know that God is with you, and He will help you to cut through the bureaucracy. This is a time when God is utilizing all of those ambassadors and calling forth more of them. If you are an ambassador or an advocate or an advisor or a mentor, you ought to call in right now at 646-478-0270. The Spirit is in the atmosphere. God wants to bless all those people who have been working diligently. He wants to put His hand in their life, and He wants to plan your life. You know, man plans, but God is the best of planners. He wants to give you a mission for your life. You ought to light up those phone lines and call in. This is a special feature for those military regime and all of those service men and women. This is an anointed program this day to bless each and every one of those, even yet those who are vibrating underwater in the grave. God is calling them forth too. He has not forgotten one. God said he has not forgotten one of you. Each and every one of you will be vindicated and recognized. Soldiers, look alive. Your redemption is near. I don't care if you've transitioned and went on to the grave. God wants to vindicate you. He wants to redeem you. He found you putrefied in your own waste. And he scooped you up. And he told you he would redeem you. He would fight your battles. Now let him fight your battles. You are to understand that if you are a laborer in the harvest for somebody else, God will create a laborer for you. I am that laborer that he has placed out in the vineyard, a voice out in the wilderness. I'm hoping that you would heed my voice today. We'd like to thank all those radio stations who I've acknowledged today. And I hope that you will continue with a purposeful, meaningful radio broadcasting, because we don't have very much time to waste bumping our booties and singing to music. We've got to get ourselves together. Now, I'm saying this, African people, because this show was created for you, because you have a lot to do with reexamining your world. Caucasian, you are running the world. You don't need my help. But what you do need is one nation. And what's good for one nation is good for all. You ought to heed what I'm saying, because I'm trying to bring the nation into a new dispensation. The way we have been carrying on, saying we love God, oh, how I love Jesus on these broadcast shows, talking about how we love one another. But yet, when you get amongst your own people, why does the love go away? Where is the love that you promised as a Christian you would portray, even in these jobs and courtrooms? Why do you become a victim of your own dismisement by saying we're following the law? But this is the law, when you clearly know some of those things in the law needs to be updated and recreated. But yet you go on with those laws, hiding behind those laws, knowing that the preacher man should challenge you. So preachers, deacons, evangelists, why aren't you challenging these laws? Why are you in so many meetings with people in the court system and you're shaking hands with them and you're walking out and we don't have a deal? Now, if you got all these young men and women that are becoming private eye and criminal investigators, who are they investigating? And who are they looking for? And is there a gene for criminal behavior? Can you spot that gene? Are we training our young CID to believe that the gene is in the black man? Shame on you, preachers. Shame on you. Lest you be a sellout too? No, you have to call a town hall meeting and find out what the issues are in your black communities and lay these issues on the table. Then you go back with one or two representatives in the courtrooms and meet with them and talk among yourselves about the problem of the judiciary system and how it's broke and how we need to help rebuild it and reexamine it. But no, ministers, you're just interested in collecting some money. And guess what? You collected enough money. Now you're going to put a policeman on your staff. Aren't we so happy? Now, praise be to God, we got some protection in the church. What in the world are you believing God for? that you have to have protection of a police officer in church. You are lacking faith. And how can you preach to any congregation about the power of faith when you have already demonstrated that by incorporating the police system in your chapel where God is supposed to reside? Is God not there, or did he get up and walk away? I'd like to know, and inquiring minds want to know. Yes, I am concerned, because monies that were spent here in Indiana on policemen to duplicate that effort of the city who pays taxes for policemen to put a separate policeman in a church, couldn't that money not have went for a training program, or perhaps setting up a legal system and paying an attorney to train your congregation about what the natural law is? Oh, glory be to God. I wonder if you're out there, pastors, evangelists, deacons, call in. I want to hear your voice, because we've got to stop placating our people. We've got to stop playing them cheap. Don't play them cheap. They know what's going on and what time it is. And if you are connected to the penal institution and you're using your young men to train to go after other innocent young men, then you're a part of the problem. And your system needs to be upgraded. Why don't you let us help you do that? Because right now we're seeing a system that might be aided by some spiritual clergy. I didn't say no names. I don't know who they are. This is just what the Spirit is giving me today. And I'm not a fool that I would ignore what the Spirit is telling me. I'm to halt to what the Spirit is saying. Take it or leave it. All I know is we got trouble in the land. And can nobody do me no good or better than Jesus? So why not bring in the church on these issues when it comes to legal obligation and the natural law? No, we can't. We can't, because we got our hands tied. We just too deep dead, and we can't. I say, congregation, you can't afford to give your tithes and offering, and you don't have a bond car or a way of escape in case your daughter or son needs you down at the police station. I'm saying, we have so much information around us. We've got to get wiser. Instead, we are losing our ever-loving minds to not even be conscious of the little things that are incorrect around us, our freedom. You had Martin Luther King and Malcolm X fight so hard for us to get freedom. Now, we don't even know how to value our freedom to hold on to it. It seems as if we're giving our freedom back faster than it took us to get out of slavery. Is this a joke of some sort? Slavery isn't over. It's been reinvented. And it's being reinvented right before our eyes. And you can't blame it on the Catholic Church this time who's enslaving us. We've got to have the pastor look into these laws that incarcerate us to see who is really enslaving a black man and woman back into slavery. Are we the new commodity? Is the business built up on how many African Americans are incarcerated? Somebody ought to be concerned. Pastor, I think that's you, evangelist, deacon. It should be your topic of discussion. It should be high up on your itinerary. It should be talked about across the diaspora. And with all this so-called power you have, and you're telling your congregation they got the power, then show them how to use it. You can't use no power if you're locked away in prison. You got to use it while you're free and know what to do with it. Now, I'm cautioning somebody here today. You've had the very same problem that I'm talking about. A young man or woman calls you to bail out of jail, and you said the congregation don't participate in that kind of niggerdom. Well, you're sadly wrong. Because in the days of Caesar, the people who paid tithes, even Melchizedek, who paid tithes yet in the womb, were given all their needs and substance. Therefore, they looked to Caesar to assist and aid them. Now, I'm saying to somebody who is toying with this right now, you don't have to toy anymore. You can face your congregation and give them a legitimate service to help them. You can go back to church next Sunday and say, congregation, I have a solution for your boy's problem. You can go over to the courthouse and say, I'd like to bond that young man out. You can go over to these establishments and make sure that there is a mission set up for inmates. Pastors, I don't know what you do today, but I do know we are missing the mark. And if you want to get in good favor with God and get back on the mark, you've got to vindicate your brothers and sisters in prison. And those soldiers who I've called back home, they're going to help you. They're standing by. They're spirits, but they want to help you. They are petitioning you to allow them to fight with weaponry that is not carnal. Our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds. We want to allow you to use these officers and gentlemen and to use them in the spirit. They've already been resurrected. All you need to do is call them. They're ready and able to go forth. But you cannot let another man or woman go to prison and become evicted falsely. I decree, as of this day, every verdict will be overturned. The judge won't even know why. But every verdict that is falsely accused will be overturned. Every verdict, thus saith the Lord. The Lord is going to part the sky to come down to hear himself. He is sick and tired of man trying to play God, saying they're using the natural law when they know in their spirit they are liar. They come to accuse. They are the accuser, and the accuser comes to rob, steal, and kill. But we saved ones will not empower that force or that spirit. They're going to have to come to these resurrected soldiers who have been resurrected from the spirit. When I go places, people are going to see more with me than against me. I invite you, pastors, deacons, evangelist, to share in this moment with me and understand that you've been called to do a better job in these churches. I say to God be the glory, and we are going to set the record straight. Spirits do live, and they're powerful through the pulling down of strongholds. Spirits, take heed. Go and do the job that God has called you to do, vindicating everyone that have been falsely accused this day. And I say thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get out of here. So I'm going to do my disappearing act. So if you just stand over here with me, I'm going to disappear.
It's DA.
DA is here. Come on, DA. Let's go, my gentleman.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
are you coming with me? My girl's not around, and your man just set you free. Baby, I'm your destination.
Disappear and leave the room physically, but in the spirit we can do all things through God who strengthens us. So we're going to make believe today that in a representation of disappearing, we're going to call forth the spirits, that the spirits may pay homage, and in all things we can do all things in the spirit realm. And what we said today will come to pass in the spirit realm. So continue to pray in the spirit, function in the spirit, and stay sober in the spirit. Because we know if you are rightfully staying on the spirit, you cannot be confused by the lust of the flesh. And I say thank you so much for joining for this special segment of honoring our men and women in service. We'll see you tomorrow back here with Knowledge is Power. I salute you, colonels. I salute you, majors. I salute you, advocates. I salute you, mediators. I salute you, advisors. I salute you, mentors, co-hosts, radio show. I salute you. Thank you for your service. Continue to be men and women of service. And we'll meet you right back here tomorrow, continuing on with Knowledge is Power. And I say, Baba Booey to you, y'all. And I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, double.